Hey, thank you, Liquid IV, for sponsoring this episode. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use Stanhope, code Stanhope at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code Stanhope at liquidiv.com.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
I can't. We one time, when Chad is over here, just get him to fucking say podcast and enunciate the T.
I have it. I haven't.
You have it? You just do it to annoy me.
No, I have to.
My dander's
There's a
up.
Lot more involved than just putting it. I have to reproduce the opening credits.
You reproduce everything.
Yeah, I guess so.
Listen, we just did two podcasts in a row to promote Andy's thing. We did the Drinking Bros, and then we did Anthony Cumia, which I forget to mention to Anthony Cumia that Andy said, oh, after you do the Drinking Bros to promote my works, because Andy was getting some kind of medical testing done. He couldn't show up for these gigs, so I sat in for Andy. Like, oh, well, we could cancel it, but, oh, if Stanhope will come on in his stead, we'll do it with Paul Provenza. And I don't mind doing that. I fucking love promoting Andy.
Yeah.
And then Andy did get out of his medical testing to show up for both of them late on the first, and then he was there for the second. Point being, what was my point, Raider?
I have no idea.
We just did two podcasts in a row promoting him, and I forgot to tell Cumia that after I agreed to do this for Andy, Andy called me back, hey, about the first one, Drinking Bros. He said, hey, would you mind doing one right after the Drinking Bros with Anthony Cuomo? And I went, all right. Like, I have no idea why. And I didn't even, like, it took me 20 minutes to put together that he had fucked up Cumia's last name, because it's Andrew Cuomo, not Anthony Cuomo, but it's Andy. So you're like, I guess, like, I've actually done Opie and Anthony when that fuckhead Carlson Tucker, oh, back when it was in the days where they did Crossfire, and it was that fucking wet lip man and bow tied
Tucker, when he wore a bow tie.
And I'm like, you're a piece of shit. Like, I was just a guest, but he called in, and I'm like, what a piece of shit this guy is. And they're like, no, he's a friend.
But Anthony's like, Anthony Cuomo or Cumia?
Cumia, yeah.
He's right wing, right?
I don't want to put wings on people.
Okay.
I believe that everyone is...
Far right? I don't know. How are you supposed to say it?
No, he's got opinions that would lean far right, but I believe that everyone's pragmatic. It's everyone else that's putting everyone into fucking corners and sides. Like, no, I don't think Cumia would be, like, pro-life, but he leans in whatever way the fucking wind blows. Yeah, he leans... Well, that's not right. Yeah, he's got opinions, but I believe he's like me without putting any effort into figuring it out, because I don't give a fuck what he believes. I believe that, like, I know how, like, Skank Fest, a Legion of Skanks, and those people are pigeonholed into right wing when I think they're just being pragmatic about specific issues, but you can't do that anymore. You can't believe this. Well, I went through it. I'm fucking old. I've watched every one of these issues be cyclical or disappear. I mean, I remember when fucking Reagan was, like, running for office and homelessness was an issue. Well, when has homelessness ever been an issue? When it should be. But everything else, fucking priest molestation, cyclical. They act like it's a fucking new thing every time. I'm an old man. Yeah, they just keep rerunning the same episodes of the news. That's why I love I'm sure I've talked about it, but I keep buying old issues of random USA Todays that I can read on airplanes. And I thought it would be funny because I always dress like a 70s fucking Herb Tarlick asshole in my plaid suits. And I thought it would be funny to just read these fucking newspapers. And then I do actually read them on the plane. And it's amazing that the stories are the same fucking stories and only kids get upset about it. And then you... Like that old T-shirt, if you ever went to the boardwalk at wherever fucking city you lived and you bought the dumb T-shirt, there was the one, I used to be disgusted, now I'm just amused. That was like a cliched bumper sticker of the late 70s, early 80s. And I'm the opposite. I used to be amused and now I'm disgusted that nobody knows. This is just the same bullshit over and over and over again. Fucking Chaley. Did you see what he just did?
What? No.
Chaley put a clock on me like I'm at a funny bone and there's tabs coming out at the end.
I'm supposed to give you the light at a certain
evidently.
No, at 20, you know to do a break and that can, I know. It takes less time for me to edit.
I understand that, but it's like the first time you put a clock on me.
This like, is a clock going up.
He just bought it.
When we work a funny bone or a helium or a fucking a jazz fest or a improv, they come back, what time does he want the light? And you go, he doesn't need a light. He goes, and now you just gave me the fucking, the clock.
No, that's not it at all.
All right, well, here comes Bingo. I heard the car door shut. Uh-oh. Bingo's coming in fucking
so,
hot.
Yeah, we got ads to do today, so you know, we'll just take a break at 20 and 45.
Stage man underpants. You know what I said? I called Tracy. The Chaley's were in Sierra Vista doing whatever they do there. And I checked the mail, and there was a big UPS, fucking USPS, eBay, whatever package. I go, did you just order a stage man underpants? Because I just checked the mail, and there's a giant package there for you. And then I cackled hilariously, and she didn't laugh. Stage man underpants, that's a plug. Go to stageman.com, promo code Stanhope. See? I already got one of our ads out of the way.
10% off.
10% off?
Yeah. Right, use the promo code
Stanhope. Is that coming out of our money?
Not out of our ad, no.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, we did the Not Cuomo Cumia podcast. And we're promoting Andy's shit. Yeah, he might have pancreatic cancer. He might just be... bored and found a spot. Who goes to doctors? Because the drinking boys, bros, drinking bros.
That, is that the podcast you're on?
The first one was the drinking bros. And I go, because I fucking killed a bottle of champagne just during the drinking bros, and they were drinking water.
No, one of them was drinking water because he just got out of
the other one was
coma.
Drinking water too.
Oh.
He was the one I was talking to. I go, drinking bros, like, if you guys were on the Saturday Morning UK podcast where I did an edible and started drinking at 8 a.m., that put me on tilt for 3 days. I was fucked. I was fucked before the podcast ended. So when they go, hey, will you fill in for Andy because he might have pancreatic cancer or he might not, I go, yeah, I'll do it. It's the drinking bros. I go, what time is that? Hoping it would be an evening hour. Well, no, it was 1 p.m. my time. I'm like, well, I don't want to get drunk again like I did Saturday on that UK thing and fuck up 3 days. I don't recover quickly.
You were drunk when you woke up, though. I mean, you basically had about 3 or 4 mimosas.
Yeah, it's the weekend.
All right. So, I mean, it wasn't just
I had
just
the bird cloud ladies.
Yeah.
Bird cloud adjacent ladies.
Yeah. Drinking Bros is Ross Patterson, Jared Taylor, Dan Holloway.
They were very cool. They were great. They did try to initially, they were talking about fucking medical issues. Oh, yeah, the guy did just spend 6 weeks in a hospital with pneumonia, double pneumonia, and he has, I got holes, because I gave him shit. Like, why am I drinking at 1 p.m.? I'm going to ruin my whole fucking day being drunk, and you guys aren't even drinking. Well, I just spent 6 weeks in a hospital. I only been out of the hospital for 36 hours. I have holes up and down my chest. I was in a coma for a week. Still, that's not enough reason for me to be drinking on a Drinking Bros podcast where you're not drinking. The Drinking Bottle Water. I get it. You can't do it. Then change the name of your podcast to Drinking Occasionally until this is all healed up. But they immediately went into fucking... Because I made a point about, like, why can't you go to a... Because they brought up insurance and all this and medical insurance. And I go, yeah, when I have a handyman on the handyman's van, not a licensed contractor, why can't I do that with a doctor? A doctor who's lost his license for some bullshit reason, not really licensed as a doctor anymore, but he'll charge less and come to the house. Why can't I just take that risk? It's fucking bullshit. And then I realized we're not here about me. We're here about promoting Andy Andrus' special and upcoming documentary. But then I remember I'm wearing reading glasses, which is all I can see when I'm looking at myself on a Zoom podcast, is the reflection of the lights. And should I take off my reading glasses and squint? But then it made me think the bullshit thing, which I've tried to do bits about, but it's too Jerry Seinfeld. Why, for my actual glasses, do I have to spend $175 to $250 for a test? But reading glasses, I can buy for $1.99 at Ace Hardware. Why couldn't I just put on actual glasses and go better like this or like this? Is that not the same with reading glasses that you buy at Ace Hardware than your prescription glasses? It's the same thing. Then I started to go into that tirade, and Paul Provenza cut me off by talking about what we're there for, Andy Andrist.
It's like a fundraiser or something.
But they kept going, you know, yeah.
Remember why we're here.
But they cut from the fucking... Why can't I get treated by a doctor who doesn't have a license if I know he has no license, like a not a licensed contractor? They cut into, yeah, and then they burned down the fucking Christmas tree at Fox News. So that's the war on Christmas has started. So I didn't even have to worry about Andy Andrus. I'm like, you're just going to cut into fucking, you fucking stop buying into wings. What? Just like Anthony Cumia. I think you're being pragmatic, but the Drinking Brothers just went right into Hillary Clinton and fucking this. I'm like, we're just talking about stuff.
Stop buying into right wing, left wing.
Yeah.
Stop buying
There's
into
no
wings.
Fucking
I'm like, hey,
wings.
Let's not get chicken wings into this.
You don't need teams. And they had fucking team fucking, they had the same O.J. Simpson jersey framed. Which I go, oh, fuck. If I knew, I have the same O.J. Simpson because me and Valentina swapped a Hernandez jersey for O.J. Simpson, murderers in the NFL. And I go, I have the same thing, but you probably have it for all the wrong reasons. At the beginning, they kept trying to make it partisan. And yeah, there's no parts. Stop. Stop feeding into left-wing, right-wing, Republican, Democrat, conservative. Have the fucking opinion that you have, and then shut the fuck up about Hillary Clinton. What's fucking... Hillary Clinton is like a Paris Hilton parasite of your mind. There's no such thing as... Yeah, you believe in what you believe in, pragmatically. Just go with the subject.
This is what Andy got booked on? The Drinking Brothers show?
Yeah, because he said...
Book that?
Paul Provenza. That's what he does.
Where's the connect?
That was a very funny part of the Paul Provenza part where and I never got it in because he was talking, where they go, Cumia, He goes, when I first heard that Paul Provenza and Doug Stanhope were collaborating on a project, I'm going, what could this be about? And I didn't get in the dig at Provenza. Like, when has Paul Provenza ever done a project that's just about Paul Provenza? The Aristocrats, the fucking, like, he has all these things that are having other comics, and he just produces it. Hey, would you do a thing? I have no part in it except directing it. What was the book he did? Oh, I guess that was about the Aristocrats or whatever. Yeah, Paul Provenza is a king of... I'm going to take your story and run with it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, Andy's not going to take his story and run with it.
I know. I'm not saying it, but I wanted to get the dig in at Provenza. He said like three projects. He's got a book and a thing and about... Yeah, here's what other comics want to say about this. Not me.
Well, comics routinely don't have that drive to always push through to get the project done.
Yeah.
You said that plenty of times.
So always remember,
marketing.
Henry Phillips had the greatest idea, but it's so hard to do, was to have a coffee table book of open micers that have one solid blow it out of the room joke, and they don't know it. And the rest of their act is shit, and they do open mic, and they have that one bit that every professional comic has gone, God damn it, why didn't I write that?
Or they steal it.
Yeah. Either way, just a coffee table book of that guy's one shining moment. I wish I could remember.
Ooh, that'd be a good title.
My one shining moment?
One shining moment.
Yeah.
And it's just the one-liner that they got. Why don't you get Paul Provenza to do it?
he's too tenured to go to open mics. But I remember so many open mic jokes that, like, oh yeah, it's this one guy used to say, and he had nothing else. This fucking beautiful idea, and it takes a Paul Provenza to put it in motion. I'm not shitting on Paul. I just wanted to shit on him in that moment.
It sounded like you were at first. I'm like, yeah, why make fun of a guy who's helping other people realize an opportunity to get themselves out there? Andy's not going to do any of this on his own. And some of these things wouldn't get done unless a producer got behind it and made everything, like, connected the dots.
Provenza is a mover and shaker, where Andy is... shivering and occasionally moving. But yeah, it was fun, but I still feel like it's Saturday morning where I got up. It was my idea to do that, and I got up still drunk.
The happy hour?
Yeah.
You did not get up. I had to wake you up twice before you got into here.
First of all, is a rarity for me. He shook me awake, and I didn't wake up like dead person, like junkie thing.
Like 20 minutes before we were going to start, I'm like, there's no way he's not up.
If
like,
you shake me.
He would not even move.
Like, I wake up when Bingo farts. So for me to not wake up being shook, yeah. So I was 15 minutes late to the podcast the second time he woke me up. And I took an edible immediately, and I don't remember much of that Saturday at 8 a.m. until I started washing dishes on Monday.
Oh, wow. So Saturday afternoon to afternoon?
Every glass and coffee cup had been used after football Sunday. And Monday, I'm like, I can't deal with this. And then I stopped counting after 40 glasses. Like, what the fuck?
That's like our inventory of glassware.
And it was the only time I've never made anything to eat. Like, I didn't eat only because Michael Biehn showed up was the only reason I got out of bed. Raider told me, yeah, Biehn's here because I'm watching on security camera.
When I walked up here.
Yeah.
At the afternoon game.
Yeah, by the time you showed up. But I'm like, I'm not getting out of bed for this. I'm fucked from Saturday happy hour. The next day, Beans here. Fuck, now I have to get up. And I get up. And we had a really fun day with Bean. But then by fucking Monday, then like every fucking glass, like I want to take my vitamins. I
gotta cup your hand.
Yeah,
staring at a whole stack of
dirt. Yeah, you can't drink out of the tap here. This is a mining town. They put cyanide in those fucking mines to get the copper out. I'm not OCD, but yeah, you live in a mining town. Don't drink the tap water. It's pretty much a given. Bingo. Good God, this bingo. What a fucking weekend. We're still doing pillow things. Oh my God, I have so many projects. I'm supposed to be off of work. I'm supposed to be on vacation, and I can't do it. I don't even know where to go. I've been looking up flights on Delta. Like, where can we go? Because I have this show on New Year's in Vegas.
Come to Christmas with my family.
Not your family. Good Christ,
you would
no.
love it.
We got to, every year, we got to do another eBay pod yard sale.
I already talked to Kelly about that.
Well, Jennifer Bean said, oh, I can pull up Michael Bean stuff from The Abyss and all the fucking his movies. If we want to do a duo yard sale, eBay yard sale, I'm into it. I'm like, I don't know that anyone else is, because it really is a pain in the ass to do. It is awful
to
do.
It's at least a day of photo shoots for you, so it's basically you just putting on clothes.
I know. Changing clothes.
Other people are doing a lot of work. I think we're going to get Paul Provenza in on this one, too. It's really just knock it out of the park this year. This is 2022. It's not happening this year.
Changing clothes fucking 15 times in a day? I don't shower for weeks at a time. It's a lot of work.
It is. You're right.
You know, that movie is, I just get a call from Brian Hennigan and yelled at him. But yeah, it's in play.
What movie?
Some movie I'm starring in that Dane Cook said he would not be part of.
Ask Paul Provenza.
It's got to be someone younger than me. So yeah, I'll be filming a movie for all of February in Chicago, where I
February in Chicago. That's what we used to go to the Halloween convention in February. In Chicago, and they moved it. Not much better, but they moved it away from February into March. That is a fucking miserable time to be out there. And we were just outside from, you know, getting in the car, you know, from the car to the venue. That's.
I think if Dane Cook actually read the script, he'd probably do it. But he's probably not within his budget of. The opposite of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For that money, no. It would be a day of shooting. But, all right, we have 8 seconds left before I'm looking at the timer. So, who would, if there was a 21-year-old comic that was playing my son, who would it be? Tweet at me or at DougStanhope.com or Doug at DougStanhope.com. Yeah.
The guy who looks
a 21-year-old, my son shows up. I'm a 54-year-old alcoholic dying of liver failure, still doing $500 fucking one-nighters in the Midwest.
Junior and my son Skopka.
He's 38 years old, and I think he can't be that young. Yeah, we need a 21-year-old. Okay. It's weird. They're taking my I'm starring in this. It's going to suck. It's going to be the fucking this movie is going to be the reality. It's going to be a documentary of a 54-year-old comic that's still doing shit gigs dying of liver failure.
Where did
and I'm
going to
die
from?
Of liver failure at the end. Maybe Sam Talent.
No, I'm saying this
maybe
is
maybe Louis C.K.
This is they just listen to the podcast.
Maybe Crazy Heart. Yeah, there's a
Crazy Heart.
All right, I have to stop because the clock that Chaley pointed at me to be a fucking dominatrix. Hey, I'm going to do some announcements. I'm going to put on my announcement voice. Hey. Hey, this is brought to you. I'm practicing. Please hold. You know, Chaley, people ask me all the time in person and after shows, Jesus, Stanhope, how are you still alive? And I tell them, liquidiv.com. If there's one thing I can promote more than drinking, it's hydrating, especially while you're drinking. Flu season is in full swing. Proper hydration and vitamins can help support a strong immune system. That's not a hoax. Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. Healthier than sugary sports drinks with no artificial flavors or preservatives, and less sugar than an apple. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Not only that, but the product tastes great with flavors like watermelon, strawberry, and lemon lime. Tangerine is our favorite. Are you going to be enjoying a few extra drinks now that the holidays are approaching? You're goddamn right you are. This is what you need. Tracy now during football Sunday takes out rounds of shots between the beers and the corn dogs. She brings out shots of Liquid IV. And they go, what was that? It was delicious. It was water, asshole. So you never drink water. I don't like drinking water. Liquid IV makes the most important thing you should do in your day, drinking water, taste like a goddamn birthday party. Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. The company's donating 4 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart or get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stanhope at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code Stanhope at liquidiv.com. Yep, the clock is on again. How are those spots? I thought I hit those spots, but now I'm going back into my natural slurring state. We have a prostitute escort. We'll call her an escort.
Turn around. I'm pointing through you. Turn around.
Do I need to turn around too?
No, just...
Anyway, we decided not to have the escort. I got a good email.
From an escort?
Yeah, from an escort saying, hey, I heard on one of your podcasts you were looking for an escort to come on and couldn't find one. And the only thing that I could think of that we know is years ago when Chad Shank was on the road with us in Montana, we've talked about the story where we went to like whatever fucking Bozeman, Montana's weekly thing that had escorts, like old school escorts in the back of the weekly paper that you
didn't
call it.
Didn't our contact in Sound know a number to call?
No, we were going through the fucking weekly.
Oh, well, I couldn't remember if it...
Because we called a bunch and yeah, none of them would come on. Yeah. The show, I'm like, you don't have to do anything. We just want a guest to talk. You can be anonymous. You can, no, I'll suck your cock, but I'm not going to talk openly.
Do I put it inside me or does it shoot something?
Oh, Margo, 80-year-old local attraction, Margo. One of the 8 wonders of the world, Margo, that she's still alive and 6'2" and a man that's a woman. Really pronouns. Funny. Buck pronouns. Get me tequila. So she must have heard one of those stories. I've very cogent. I've been an escort for, you know, 10 years, I'm 29 years old. I'm happy to go on the podcast. I haven't gotten back to her because I keep forgetting that she's gotten back to me. And we were going to do that today, but I'm like, not after those 2 podcasts in a row. This is 3 podcasts in a row. This is my problem, Chaley. This is a Johnny Depp question. Hey, listen, Johnny Depp once told me he's never acted sober. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do a full month of February. You understand, filming a movie where I'm in every scene because I'm the lead and I don't do anything sober professionally.
Have I changed for this?
because it's like 16 hours a day of sitting.
Day after day.
Day after day. And most of it's sitting in a trailer while they're fucking reconnoitering all the fucking camera angles. And then you go out and you do fucking three lines and then they go, okay, break. And then they have to film you from behind saying the same thing. And then you're just faking. That does not work the same way comedy works. Comedy, you get perfectly drunk. Once you've perfected stand-up, okay, I'm going to have five drinks beforehand, two drinks on stage, and then if you're not doing merch, you go right back to the hotel and you drink yourself into a slumber. You don't drink, okay, call time, 7 a.m., have your shit together. Well, I'm not really good at 7 a.m.
Well, we already saw how that turned out last week.
Yeah.
For the call time that you called.
Yeah.
And Stanhope, I'm going with you, and all of my extended relatives live in Illinois, and they're planning to come, and we'll spend all the extra time with you. It'll be great.
You're fucking Illinois. You don't... I used to, when the USA Today was still a thing, that's how long Bingo and I have been together.
That's gross.
I would point to the weather map. Like they used to have the big weather map.
In college.
And I would point to a state and go, what state is that? Or point out Maryland and she'd point at Alabama. She has no idea. Yeah, your relatives in Illinois are far down the map, closer to the Ku Klux Klan than they are to the Windy City.
Wait, but
and Illinois, it's February.
It's just same state, right?
Yeah.
Or is she confused at where her
the point is
lives?
That state goes way down south.
Yeah.
And her fucking relatives.
Is that one of my relatives?
Oh, shit.
I gave him your phone.
I answered instead of swiping and saying, I'm doing a podcast. I'll call you back.
Bye.
Who's that?
Valentino.
Oh.
I swoped the wrong way.
Left.
So yeah, they're not going to be driving in fucking Illinois in the winter.
They don't drive any right bicycles. DUIs and stuff.
Fucking Michael Biehn was so brilliant on Football Sunday. And I'm like, we just rewatched The Abyss.
Like, yeah, we did.
If I saw that script... And it said I had to get inside of a fucking scuba suit. I would go, no, I don't care. I'll be a superstar and a millionaire? No, I'm too fucking paranoid. And that, as a young man, I would go, no. I was telling him when we did those hidden camera gags, there was one we did where they wanted me to get into a body bag for a gag. And I'm like, they zipped it up to my chin, and I went, no, get me out. I'm too claustrophobic. And the abyss, the claustrophobia involved, when I got this script, they go, it's 25 days in February in Chicago. I go, fucking no way. Then I read the script, and I go, all right, I have to do this.
Maybe you should just call Paul Provenza, and he can work things out for
you. Why don't you shut your fucking mouth? British Jonathan. Leaving town.
Did he leave the other day?
Saturday he leaves.
Oh.
He told us to watch this. Bingo slept through the whole thing.
Did I? What was it?
HBO. HBO. The actual HBO. Not HBO Max. Not HBO Plus. Not HBO Diamond Medallion Status.
HBO.
I had a brilliant conversation with our friend Fred, who's 81 years old and is more spry than most of my audience, who are fucking drunk in their fucking El Caminos tailgating before shows, about all the fucking, oh yeah, it's on Paramount Plus or fucking Zoo TV or whatever you watch your fucking XFL games on, whatever, that car racing. Yeah, why don't you put those all on like a cable network where you get ESPN Plus and a fucking Showtime alternative and all these things? Can I just buy like cable? Because cable sucks, but so do most of all these other streaming services. CISO is the only streaming service. That one special I put out on CISO is the only one that died. Every other streaming fucking...
We already talked about this. Quibi also died. Yeah, I was on the podcast with Chad.
I thought Quibi fucking... Are you sure? All right.
Tell us something we don't know.
What did Jonathan tell you to watch?
HBO. It's actually on HBO Cable, DirecTV, which does suck, and everyone should cancel it. It's HBO Life of Crime, 1984 to 2020.
Was there a lot of murder or not?
Well, you slept through the whole thing.
If there was murder, I would have stayed awake.
No, you didn't. You didn't even stay awake from where the guy's beating his wife openly.
I love that shit.
Yeah, but you fell asleep.
Okay.
Yeah, that is fucking dark and grim. They follow three junkies from 1984 in Newark, New Jersey until 2020. The same ones. Like, that's so amazing that documentarians, and when you hear them, like, there's a lot of it, you go, all right, you set this up. But to follow the same people for 36 years, and spoiler alert, at the last minute, all of them are dead.
So they basically did the documentary from the beginning until they were all dead.
Yeah, well,
they didn't.
It would have been till 2030 if one of them was still alive. But yeah, I wish there was a documentary about making the documentary. I said that before you even fell asleep.
Yeah, I'm like, I remember what you said. Yeah. Everything you say, I remember.
We should just go to bed. I think I need to go do another 30 days in the hole before this movie, because I have no idea how I'm going to fucking do that. I mean, this is three podcasts in a row, and it's only been 3 hours. How am I going to do 6 hours pretending to be a 54-year-old washed-up alcoholic? Everyone says, well, you're just basically playing yourself. Well, I'm not myself in a 24-hour period. You guys know that. If you fucking walk into the house at 10:30 a.m., I'm not talking. I'm doing a USA Today crossword puzzle. And I don't want to fucking hear what Chaley has to say about business at 10:30. 5:30 at night, I'm jovial. I'm on my fourth cocktail.
Yeah, you're lubed up.
And as we're wrapping that day's shoot, I'm going, fuck you, Chaley. Fuck bingo. Oh, Raider's still awake. Fuck you. Well, you should time the scenes with my alcoholism. I know I'm playing an alcoholic, but alcoholism has its own timing.
If I want yeses, I ask you around 5:30. Any other? If I want noes, I know exactly when to get a no.
I know people. I'm not dropping names, but I know people that ask me things specifically when I'm drunk because they can say, "You said yes." I don't trust you, Bingo. But yeah. Well, you said I could go on the road with you. Like, when? What? We just talked to someone today about that.
We did?
Like, I don't know when I
were on two other podcasts, and we don't know what you guys talked about.
No, I think it was a phone call.
Am I going to Chicago with you? Because I did ask you when you were drunk.
You're not going to Chicago with me. You can show up in Chicago once I figure out. I don't know if I'm staying in a trailer. I am fucking terrified about this movie. It's fucking freezing. I live in Arizona, and if you listen to the podcast for years, I wear long johns anytime it's below 70 degrees. I'm wearing long johns right now. It's beautiful outside, but if I wasn't wearing long johns, I would find it chilly. I don't want to go into freezing fucking wind. We did that. Did we already talk about this?
I don't know. You need to give me a noun.
When we did the fucking... when we did the Charlie Brooker thing.
I wasn't there for that.
It was Thanksgiving, and we had to film that shit for Charlie Brooker's Newswipe.
UK, yeah.
Down at the Bisbee Airport.
Yeah.
And I've never been more cold. Like, I'm like, I can't talk. I'm shivering too much. It's so cold on Thanksgiving Day. And that was probably 40 degrees. Fucking Chicago? Below zero?
Yeah.
If I have to do something outside? Fuck this movie. They're going to say I was hard to work with.
If no, they, right.
I don't know.
When do you meet the actors playing Bingo?
Well, I already asked him. I'm going to go there and ask, what's my part? Do I have lines? Should I memorize my lines? Like, I can memorize any. But I'm certain I'm going to be in this movie. I know it. Oh, God.
Yeah, we went through this script, and this guy could play this person. Like, the only reason that Louis worked out was because Louis was directing it, and a comic can talk to a comic. If you work with a fucking Hollywood person, they'll go, oh, yeah, that was great. When you know it sucked, that was great. We're going to try it a different way. Why don't you try it like this? Don't fucking pander to me. Just say that sucked. And that's what Louis did to me. He goes, what the fuck are you doing? Your hands on that. Like, you just... do it like this. And I'm like, oh, I respond to that. Comics respond to ball busting until recently. So, yeah, I'm fucking terrified of doing this. And I'm only doing it for the story. The money sucks. But I was not going to be doing anything during February. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss the Super Bowl. I'm going to be watching the Arizona Cardinals go against the New England Dolphins. Patriots.
New England
Dolphins.
New England Dolphins?
No, where the Dolphins are
Miami.
From.
Miami.
Thank you.
No. Illinois.
Illinois Dolphins.
Big fan.
Cardinals and the Illinois Dolphins.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that in a fucking trailer while I'm trying to memorize my lines. That you don't even have to memorize lines. Acting is so fucking difficult and easy at the same time. Actors are such garbage generally. Really. They're being fed their own personality. Oh, I could be like this guy. Can you be like yourself? No, probably not. But when I did Louis, Bingo, I used to mow my own lawn. With a push mower.
Yeah, you did.
When I was doing Louis, that episode, it's fucking 22 pages. And I would practice my lines while I was mowing the lawn with a push mower.
In the desert.
It was 1950.
When you were Skyping with him to do your lines, I was knelt down giving you cocktails and holding your script open and helping you with your lines. And we did it. You did great.
The point is, he would tell me when it sucked. I'm going to go into this thing, and that was great. Could someone get Mr. Stanhope some coffee? It's 10:30 in the morning. I still have a full day of shooting. Yeah, you get what you pay for.
I mean, you don't think you'd be able to, like, slow it down a little bit and... just not keep going doubles.
I don't know. That's what terrifies me.
I mean, you won't have a bartender. You'll be pouring yourself.
What I did on Louis is I brought mini bottles just like I do on airplanes. And I'm like, all right, hammer one. But that was 22 pages. I'm starring in it. So I'm in every fucking scene. So yeah, maybe I'd do one of those 30 days in the hole during January.
Why don't you do it during the movie?
Yeah, right.
Do you think killing myself is also part of this? Yeah.
It's not a documentary.
Fucking Andy Andrist, where he might have pancreatic cancer or he might not. I'm like, oh, maybe I should go to a doctor and see if I have pancreatic cancer so it gets me out of this.
We've got Inchi. I can check it for you, you dong.
Yeah, there, there's no backstory there. Yeah, prostate cancer. You can't even get a, you can do anything with prostate cancer. If you have pancreatic, oh, God, you have an excuse. Prostate cancer is a couple of x-rays and a fucking wish and a wink. It goes away.
Early detection is the key with prostate.
Let's all get in my prostate and see.
Detect. Do some detecting.
Yeah. Who's let's just earliest?
Ask Raider if there's any prostate in there.
Yeah, Raider, let me smell your finger.
Yeah, let's all smell your finger and then.
I mean, he definitely has cancer. I don't know if it's prostate.
Oh, the man you stuck it in his ear, too.
The man gross. Doesn't leave the healthiest gross. Of lives. It's not gross, it's love.
Well, if you want to do another 30 days in the hole, what day you want to do it right when we get back from Las Vegas, maybe?
No, we're canceling Las Vegas.
No, we're not.
Because,
no, we're not.
Well,
don't say what? That. On a...
Well, what if I have prostate cancer or and
then it becomes a
pancreatic
then it
prostate.
Becomes a GoFundMe show.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Vegas because I finally got burned out on my act that I was so happy about. I'm like, I have to rewrite this. There's a lot of shit missing, and I'm like, oh, good. I get a month off between the road and New Year's Eve, and then I have to do this fucking movie.
And then
it's a good movie.
Stan, I'll tell
you. Well, I don't know if it's a good movie, but I know it's the perfect movie. If you read Sam Talent's book, or you saw me on the Louis episode, or if you saw Crazy Heart, it's a mixture of all of those. And after I said, no, I'm not going to fucking Chicago in the winter, that's when we became successful. We became successful when we never had to go to a cold weather market during the fucking winter. I haven't dealt with black ice in a dozen years. Back when we were doing, we go to Florida in the winter. We go to Toronto in the summer. Yeah. I'm not going to fucking Chicago. Then I read the script and I go, this is what I've complained about so much. Mm-hmm. Every movie about stand-up comedy is always New York or LA. Nothing has ever been representative of. That's why I completely pushed Sam Talent's book over my own, because that's a representation that is accurate about road comedy, not fucking Andy Kindler, who I love, complaining about other people at the improv. No, it's fucking road comedy where all of you motherfuckers failed because you're talking about fucking inside baseball shit. Yeah, it doesn't mean you suck if you're a road comic. I'm pulling this hatred out of 1996. Point being, it's an accurate representation of Sam Talent's book. So I said yes. Plus, I need a new story because I don't do shit out of my wheelhouse. Ready to wrap it up.
Well, you know what you need to do because Shelly's clock is ticking.
Oh.
It's time for another ad.
Hey, what are you drinking? That's a Miller Lite. That seems like it has alcohol in it. How about have a...
What are you
come
doing?
Come on. I'm doing a plug for our fucking water.
No, not that kind of ad. The kind of ad that we're about to record now.
I'll fucking hit you right now.
Yeah, because the one that you decided to start on in a second...
No, we're doing the ad.
I gave him a perfect...
No. Raider. We're doing all that.
To pause and put in another ad.
He already paused to do that when I did the thing. Jeez.
This episode is brought to you by the World Record Podcast. Go to worldrecordpodcast.com, watch the videos, join the Patreon. It's the funniest podcast in the world. Check it out.
They're trying to get a headstone.
Yeah, this is a headstone company.
Are there rules with headstones, sir?
The rules are determined by the cemetery the person's buried at.
He wants to write something on the headstone. Basically, he wants to write "Eat shit, Linda" on the...
Oh, right.
To tombstone. See, it says, hydroplaning to heaven, eat shit, Linda.
I've never. Yeah.
So go to worldrecordpodcast.com. Watch all the videos. Join the Patreon. Listen to all the episodes. Just do it.
Hello, it's me, Hellman.
Who's this?
Hellman.
Hellman.
Who's Hellman?
I'm me. I'm Hellman.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hey, I'm sorry you had to listen to this podcast, but there's worse out there. I don't listen to the worst ones. They say, hey, Bingo just made a F-A-R-T.
No, I didn't. I made a traff. That's what I learned from your grandma. I traffed, okay? Fuck off.
Listen.
I would never fart on air. I traff. Miller Lite.
I appreciate you guys sitting in with us and watching our lives fall apart. We're old people, we're ugly people, we're fat people. And the fact that you listen to this podcast is probably a reflection of you in the mirror. So we are you. You are us. I'm going to leave here now, and I'm going to not kill myself. So don't kill yourselves, because we can be this embarrassing or more in the future. So stay with us and buy merchandise. Hey, Tracy, what's for merch?
Hey, thank you to everybody. Jerseys. We have more on order. More are coming up.
Yeah.
As a reminder, they do run quite large. It'll be a size larger than you normally wear, probably. We have lots of stuff.
Order a size smaller than you usually wear.
There you go.
Yes.
We have lots of stocking stuffers up right now.
And, yay!
For everybody that orders between now and Christmas, you get a special little prize in your package.
Hey, everyone who sent me letters, yeah, those get recycled into the merch.
That's not the special surprise I was talking about.
But we do that.
Yes.
Every time. Or Bisbee Observers with the police beat. Yeah. When you send me a letter from prison or New Zealand, I don't read it. Dave Rader has a fetish for reading out loud the letters you send me.
Yeah,
so,
you get
so Dave Rader.
I wouldn't call it a fetish.
Yeah, I would. You wouldn't. I would.
I would agree.
I'm the
with
fucking
Sam.
Host. I go, here, read this out loud, and then he
pops
bullet
a boner
points
when
it.
He's reading fan
but
mail.
But the point is, your fan mail goes to other fans that buy merch, and that, I think, is hilarious.
What are we selling the helium
tank for, Is anyone putting me to bed? Is anyone in charge of putting me to bed? It's
that,
bright daylight.
That's my fetish. I'll take you inside. Squirrel.
420, dude.
Go raw.
Let's have an edible. Go to sleep.
All right, I'm going to go do it edible. I'm actually going to do it.
Russia is going to attack something that sounds like Uranus.
Ukraine.
Thank you. Okay, that's what's going on in the world today. Okay, bye-bye now!
Wait, no, Bingo's been watching the news, and I
because
tell him
murder,
not to do that.
I needed to get off murder, so I started watching the news. That's
we murder. Should have the fucking news with Bingo
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, we should
time.
Have the news with because I...
We really should.
Yeah, you
it
should.
Was something that started with a U, I promise you that. But I just thought it was close to... Well, it's definitely Russia. It's definitely Uranus. Someone's going in
no.
guns
Ukraine,
and spears.
Not Uranus.
They're going in with spears and guns and...
Spears?
Yeah, spears. The sharp things, you know, Raider? I'll show you what that is later.
How does not anybody love Bingo? Truly tatarded. Tatarded.
No, I'm on the spectrum, you motherfucker. I'm at least a 3, right?
Of what spectrum?
Someone take me to bed.
Guys!
Bingo, take us out of here.
One,